Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Everyone, I am so super excited to have my guest on because I've been following her journey for quite some time and I honestly couldn't get enough of her. All of my clients and all of my followers do know Manifestation Babe because if you don't, you don't even going to be in my tribe. So I am super excited to have Katrin Zenkina here today. And she is the founder of Manifestation Babe. And her journey is incredible. And also it's so relatable for so many of us women who are still on our journey to get the right mindset. So Katrin, thank you so much for making the time. You're incredible.
Oh my goodness, you are way too sweet. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. And for those who never, ever, ever heard of you, let's say, for example, you're just walking on the beach, you are just in your own zone, listening to ocean waves, and there is a girl, she walks up to you and she say, "Wow, I really love your energy. Who are you? What would be the one thing you want her to know about you?"
Oh, yes. Okay. Great question, by the way. Never had that asked before. I would say that I own a personal development company, and my biggest mission in life is to empower women to achieve the impossible using their minds and the power of manifestation. And that's really everything I do encompassed into that sentence.
You were ready for this question.
I may have journaled on this before. I may have.
Yes, a couple of times, right? You know, it's incredible because very often we put ourselves in the boxes of who we want people to really perceive us. But when we meet a stranger that we feel instant connection of energy, what do we really want them to know about us? Is it who we are right now? Is it where we're heading? Or is it where we are coming from so they can see there is a hope?
Yeah, I think relatability is definitely important. That's something that I strive for is like we were talking about before this interview, like, is there anything that you don't want to talk about? And I just say, I'm an open book. Like I have struggles, I have challenges, I've come from tough places, I've also had successes. And I think that transparency, vulnerability, honesty, authenticity is so important. And I always talk about, like, I recorded a podcast very recently, and I was talking about how one of my biggest tricks to just in general, like really attracting the right people into your life that, first of all, you can help, but also hang out with and also learn from, is to really be your most authentic self. And the most authentic self, the best description that I've ever came up with is you are the same person in front of people and online as you are behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And so you really are talking like yourself. And that doesn't go to say like share everything and overshare with people, because you obviously, privacy matters, of course, right? That's essential to life, is that you want to hold on to things for yourself. But talk like yourself, be like yourself, share your struggles, share your journey, and use that to really inspire people, to show them that what's possible for one of us is possible for all of us.
I love that. And you know, it makes it so easy for everybody, not just for you, because so often women, we are like a chameleons, you know, we are taking so many hats on. We are, you know, we are employee, we are lover, we are wife, we are mom, we are so many things that we have to keep changing who we really are. However, when, like you said, you tap into who you truly are, it's so easy because you have suddenly so much energy and creative space. Because you're like, oh, I don't have to think about it. I just get to be myself. Yes. So I wonder, Catherine, were you always this clear about who you really are and what you stand for?
Absolutely not. In fact, my journey of really becoming, and you know, I feel like I'm still growing every single day. So who knows what the version of myself is going to be next year with all the life lessons that I learned this year. But my, I always say my journey really started at a Tony Robbins event in 2015 of October. And in that event was the very first time I ever had this intuitive voice come through and ask me this very important question, which is, Catherine, who are you living for? And up until that point, I have been so pushed into this left brain, very logical, scientific way of thinking. I was very pushed into becoming a doctor. I was always told that that's going to be my life purpose and that's going to be my path to success by outside forces, aka my family and my loving parents who clearly wanted the best for me and just didn't understand that there is more than one way to achieve success. There's more than one way to achieve your dreams. And so I was very, very just like to the book, textbook, had no sense of intuition whatsoever because I was never taught to listen to it. And it was almost like divine timing, and the universe just forced itself through me because it recognized that I'm at this event and I'm here to grow and I'm here to discover who I am. And so it was like a perfect timing. And the question just kept getting louder every single day. I remember the event was from Thursday evening to Sunday, maybe afternoon. And Friday was Thursday was the first time I heard that voice. Friday got louder. Saturday, it was like, Catherine, who the F are you living for? And I kept writing down that question. Like, if you look at my notebook, if I can find it, I've moved a couple times since then, but
it's notebook. It's back there in the boxes, Catherine.
Somewhere over there, somewhere. And I just kept writing down, who are you living for? Who are you living for? And then finally, I remember Saturday night, I wrote down everyone but myself. And I recognized that I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to go to medical school. I was in a relationship that wasn't fulfilling me at that time. It was a relationship that we both broke each other's trust and we were just really staying together out of guilt and out of just pretty much out of comfort. And we were essentially roommates at that point. And really there was no passion whatsoever. And I just felt like I was supposed to marry him. Like that's just like, that's how my path is. This is my future husband. And I knew that engagement was coming soon. So the timing of this is just very crucial. And I also recognize that I've been living in Seattle for the last 8 years and I don't like the weather there. And I was just craving to move back to Los Angeles and I was just craving to live this amazing life filled with travel and filled with passion and filled with like I wanted to feel lit up by my life every single day. And so that event was such a huge, huge couple days of self-discovery. And literally that week I stayed in LA for just one more week. And I remember driving around like Mulholland Drive and driving around like Ventura Boulevard, my best friend, just having these conversations of like, what the F am I going to do with my life? I know something needs to change because this feels so right to me. And I recognize how miserable I was living a life for everyone else. And it was Halloween morning. I broke up with my boyfriend. I told my parents I'm no longer going to medical school and I am moving to Los Angeles. And I had no idea what was going to come after that, but it was just like the start of me recognizing and having that awareness that there is a life that's so much bigger than the one I'm living. And the one that I'm living is so inauthentic to me because I just felt so drained by it. I felt so miserable and I felt so uninspired. And just even like thinking that there is something else out there just lit me up and I had no idea what else was out there. People think I wrote up some business plan for Manifestation Babe where I had like my whole life planned out and I'm here because I knew what the F I was doing and I really did not. It all started with that little seed that was planted in that weekend.
I love that. It's truly amazing because so many other women can really relate to that. It's like you are going through the motions. You are going through the life doing the right things. You know, you go to the school. You are the good daughter. Then you are the good girlfriend. You're supposed to get married and have kids and, you know, like just living a good life, right? But what's good for others might not be good for you. If that's their life dream, please go for it. Yes. Very often women that I work with or I talk with, they know they're meant for more. Mm-hmm. There is more in life than just being everything for everyone, you know, and that's why also I'm hosting a First Life event here in April, which is called Meant for More, because like you, I got this idea, like, I gotta connect other women who knows there is more in life. And I feel that when you are taking action from something that feels aligned with who you really are, that's how you gave a birth to manifestation, babe. You don't need to know the how, you don't need to know the when. It's just like, I know there is the what. There is like, I know what I want. You wanted to be excited about life. You wanted to be surrounded with other people who are growth oriented, and you just trust that. So let me ask you, Catherine, because when you are in a place in your life that deep inside, you know, this is not it, but you have a hard time, the trusting part, because there are bills to pay, there are, you know, clients to attend or job to go to. And it's really challenging to be lit up about life when you are still in that place of uncertainty. You kind of know there is more to life. You see other people, you're like, she's doing it. Like, I want to do that too. Yeah. How do you overcome that gap?
Yes. So, actually talking about, you know, just a memory popped up last week. I was doing a photo shoot in Los Angeles and I started my day with going to go get a blowout at the, I think it's called Dry Bar or Blow Bar or whatever it's called, you know, the big brand. I clearly don't get blowouts often. So I was there that morning and I never leave my apartment during rush hour in the morning, because it's just the area I live in is just crazy in Los Angeles. And I started my day there and I pretty much had to stop at like Target to pick up some things I needed for the photo shoot. And then I made my way back home, and it was about an hour long journey to get all that stuff done and maybe even more. And I just remember there's these two women at the blowout place sitting side by side with me, and they just had this look. I could just see it in their aura. They just look so dead inside. Mm-hmm. And as I was driving from the blowout place to Target or Rite Aid or wherever I went, I just saw these like students walking with their backpacks. And I just immediately remembered my time in college and the face that they made, like the exact same posture and expression, and just like the energy that they radiated out was just so like dead inside. Again, they're dead inside. They're completely dead inside. And you can just tell that they're miserable and they're just doing something that they feel like they should be doing. And then I made my way somewhere else, and I just kept capturing, especially like the women really spoke to me, and it just solidified that mission again of like, this is why we're doing it. Not just me, but this is why you're doing this. This is why all of us are doing this. This is why we have podcasts and books and platforms and everything, is because we want to help these women, or even help these men, and help all these people just find that spark in life. And then also reinforce to them that there's going to be that initial feeling of what the F am I doing? You're going to feel like you have to take this huge, massive leap of faith. You have no experience in trusting in the universe yet because you just have not seen any proof. This is so new to you. And that takes me back to my journey of right after the following week, you know, between the Tony Robbins event and between my life kind of really shifting and turning around was maybe 8-9 months. Where I went through a rock bottom moment. I had to live on my grandma's couch because I came to LA with no plan. So my grandma's couch is the only place I could afford to live. And my ex really would just like shove his success at me and be like, this is what you're missing out on and blah, blah, blah. And I'm over here like broke and watching him like get his new car and go travel the world and like all the things that I want to do. And I'm like, oh my God, should I not have broken up with him? And it just made me feel so that about my decision. And then my boyfriend at the time, who I'm now married to, him and I had kind of like a rocky start in the sense that I was so madly in love with him, but he was not reciprocating that love to me. And it was just like very, very like, I just felt so unwanted. I felt so low. And Manifestation Babe was really born out of helping women take that leap of faith in their life and show them that anything is possible. And you can use your mind to just create anything. And it really is a mindset. And so during those 9 months, I dove so deep into personal development. And I wasn't new to law of attraction. I wasn't new to manifestation because I came across it when I was 16 years old. Did I do anything with it? Not really. It helped me really overcome the victimhood that I experienced in my childhood. It really helped me understand, like, okay, no wonder I've been attracting all of this crap into my life is because my thinking is just not in the right place. Like, I'm not putting out the right vibration. And so that was really, really helpful, but I didn't know I could apply it to like bigger things in life, like career and money and all this stuff, right? I was just like so much of a smaller thinker when I was 16, as we all are. And so, you know, during that 9 months, I dove so deep into personal development. And that was what gave me the hope and the faith. And that's what gave me everything that I needed to just not think that I'm going crazy, right? Not think that I made a mistake, is because I started reading other people's stories. I obviously, Tony Robbins became one of my mentors. I started reaching out for other women doing what I'm doing or experiencing similar things. I dove into Abraham Hicks and more law of attraction, just knowing that. I also had a very influential session with a psychic around that time, who told me that my move to LA is going to open up so much more, so much for me, and I'm on the right path. And she just really got me excited. And when things went down the toilet, I was like, "What the F? I need another session with you. I need an explanation." And she's the one who taught me, Catherine, chaos means you're on the right path. There is no way you can have your new life come in if you're not willing to give up your old life. There's just no way that you can have something new to come into your life if you're not willing to create space for it. And sometimes the universe has to come in and create that space for you, and it'll cause your life to temporarily fall apart. And it'll cause you to question yourself, and it'll cause you to have self-doubt. And this is all part of the process. And the only difference that I learned between successful people and unsuccessful people is that I see it as like this portal, right? We walk into this portal, we feel mass discomfort because we know that change is on the other side, but we feel such mass discomfort. Unsuccessful people move backwards. Successful people are the ones who move forward anyway. They're just patient. They're feeling through the discomfort. They're just learning that it's part of the process, and they take that leap of faith anyway, just knowing and holding on to that there's the bigger picture and the bigger vision on the other side. And so reading that many stories and watching that many other people's journeys and really depending on my mindset and my personal development, getting in the right place, knowing that I developed an affirmation for myself during that time that I still use to this day, and it helps me in everything in my life. Like, no matter what next level I've achieved, like, I've achieved some pretty cool stuff up until this point, and I still know that there's another level, and I still use the same exact affirmation, which is my success is inevitable and I'm always on the right path. And it really does not matter what you tell yourself, because whatever you tell yourself will always be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So make sure you are telling yourself whatever you need to hear in order to just stay on the damn path. Stay on the roller coaster. I call it the roller coaster of life, where sometimes you'll have ups and downs and upside downs and all this crazy twists and turns. But the people who give up and get off the roller coaster never reach the, you know, quote unquote destination. Not that there's an actual destination, because I believe that there's just checkpoints in life, and, you know, there's no real destination. It really is about the journey, as cliche as that sounds. But leaning on each other and leaning on other women who have felt what you felt and felt what we've all felt, and just knowing that this is all completely part of the journey is so, so essential, which is what keeps me going and posting. Because I know that even when I'm not feeling like it, or even when I feel like no one's listening to me and I have all these frustrating moments in my business, I just know that someone out there, I'm helping them overcome that, what I now call the dead inside syndrome, which is when you're living a life that is not for you. It's not what you want, and it's just killing you inside.
Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has hit somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it, I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/be-strong-minded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show.
It's so powerful. I really love that insight, you know, and you can see that, like, people just like zombies going through the motions because they think there is no other option.
Yeah.
You know, and they feel like there is no more they can do because, oh, you don't understand, you don't have kids. Oh, you don't understand, you don't have the mortgage. Right. No matter where you are in your life, you have something that you're responsible, even if it's just your own safety, you know?
Yes, yeah. And I always tell people, like, whatever, like, yes, I don't have kids, so I don't know what that feels like. I cannot relate to that. But I tell people, especially my clients who are moms or have mortgages or have whatever it is that I personally haven't experienced, I tell them, don't listen to me. Go out there and go find another mom who also had kids and also overcame what you're now overcoming, and go find inspiration from her, and just go find proof that it's possible for you too. So that's really, really important. And I've worked with clients who are like in their late 50s, thinking that their life is over, thinking that that's it. I worked with a particular client who was a lawyer her whole life, and she only became a lawyer just because, same reasoning why I would have became a doctor, is because everyone pushed her into it. And she's been a divorce lawyer for so many freaking years. And she's like, Catherine, I feel like I'm too old. It's too late, blah, 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 blah. And I told her, I'm like, go Google at least 10 women over the age of 60 who became entrepreneurs in their 60s or in their late 50s and massively succeeded or changed their life or found happiness on the other side or found fulfillment and joy. Like, go do that. Go find proof, because whatever you seek, you will always find. You will attract the answers to the questions that you ask. And if you ask crappy questions, you'll get crappy answers. If you ask good questions, you're always going to get good answers. And sometimes you got to be comfortable asking a question and not necessarily getting the answer right away and just sitting with the question. And that's something I've noticed actually just in my business alone. Like, when I teach my courses, every time I have a new group of students, they ask me the same question, but each time I find new insights. It's because you ask a question enough times, it's like your subconscious mind cannot help but find more answers. It cannot help but find proof or find some sort of, it creates some sort of self-fulfilling prophecy in your reality of your questions. And so it's so important to just be resourceful, right? Stop bitching about the lack of resources and go out there and find the resourcefulness within you to go find those resources, because there are limitless resources out there. And if you, again, if there's a will, there's a way, right? So if you
absolutely
want, if you really want to succeed, you will succeed. It's so possible for all of us.
And I love your affirmation. You know, I remember when I found you first time online, I think it was a couple of years ago, like, who's counting? But you were sharing on social media about one of the affirmations that I started to use, and that I am making millions of dollars by doing what I love, having having fun. I'm like, I love that so much. Yeah. And like you said, whatever you will be affirming, whatever you will be believing. And that's why I really love the tip you gave to your client. Go and see that's possible, because I am on my own journey. I can share with you what helped me on my journey, but then you need to see that it's really possible. And that's what I think that it's really driving us forward. Because when you look around, you're like, well, if she can do that, I can do that. Like, there is a chance for me. It's not like she's an alien from different planet, right?
Yes. And what? it's also, sorry to interject. I just want to say, because I know some people be like, but what if I want to accomplish something so huge? I don't know anyone who's ever accomplished it. Like, there's obviously people who invent things. There's visionaries. There's people who go out to space, right? Like, things that human beings don't normally think about. And that's when I always say, like, start with the very small things and just prove to yourself that your thoughts become your reality, right? So in the very beginning stages, you will need to rely just on other people or other resources to just show you that there's a connection between your vibration or your thoughts, your feelings, your attitudes towards something and how it shows up in your life. But eventually you just got to trust in your vision. And sometimes there's a vision that you're going to have that no one else sees. And that's especially important when I see women who are just so concerned with their family's opinions or their husband's opinions or someone's opinion of their dreams. And I always say, like, no one sees your vision. It's because it is your vision. And sometimes it can be so big that no one else understands it. And that is okay. Like, you must learn the connection at first between what happens in your mind. Like I say, the definition of manifestation is it's the phenomenon of when something that was once imagined by your mind becomes actualized into your physical reality. And once you make that connection and you find proof of it in your life, even at the tiniest of levels, like manifesting a cup of coffee, free cup of coffee, or something really, really tiny, it allows you to build up to that. And eventually you can really, really go into dreaming huge. Because I see so many women, they get so overwhelmed by this massive dream that they just stay paralyzed. And I say, like, go just two steps beyond what you have right now. Go just two steps beyond what you've experienced. Just live a slightly bigger life. And then you can use that energy to kind of climb this ladder. I call it the ladder of believability. Because the more belief you can back up and take smaller steps, the stronger and stronger your belief gets. And like, holy crap, I really am that powerful. I really am the entire universe in human form, and I can create whatever it is that I want.
I love that, because like you said, sometimes what we want, it's so far away that we don't even know how that could be possible for us. And that leads me to the question that I had. What about the imposter syndrome? So many of my clients, they're incredible. Most of my clients are still in corporate job, transitioning to coaching. And they're like, who am I? Like, I feel bad asking for money, you know? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it's, I have some bad news to give everyone, because every single successful person I've ever asked this question, they all deal with it. We all deal with it. It doesn't matter who you are, how much success you've had. I actually went through a whole journey, like a mentally challenging journey in 2018, just overcoming imposter syndrome. Like, I don't know where it came from, but it was like the more successful I got, the more I had it. And then I started to ask my mentors, I'm like, do you ever feel this way? Yes, they do. They still feel this way. It's because nobody knows what the F they're doing. Absolutely nobody knows. It's like there is no rule book that came from the universe that like equipped you for this life. Like there's no guidebook. There's no rule book. There's no nothing. There's nothing out there that tells you like this is how you do this and this is how you do that and that's how you're going to do this. It's like we're all making it up as we go along, and we're all teaching each other our own systems. And honestly, what worked for one person doesn't necessarily work for you. Like I see a lot of template coaches out there just handing out their templates to success. And I'm more of the belief that it's like, let's get your mindset in the right place and know that the right strategy for you is going to follow your mindset. And it's going to follow whatever you are in alignment with, the insights, the intuitive hits, everything that you need. The next action steps will unfold and it'll look nothing like anyone else's journey. Oh, and so of course, when we're doing something that looks like no one else's journey, we're going to feel like imposters. And it's completely normal. But how I've been able to overcome it really is just understanding that I am not producing my content, I'm not coaching people who are my peers. I'm coaching people who are maybe 1, 2, 3, 10 steps behind me. And the life experience that I have and the all the stuff that I've learned, it's like, it's stuff that they've never even heard of. And we get so close to our content, so close to our life experience, thinking that everyone already dealt with this, everyone's already overcome it, everyone, you know, knows what to do in these situations, but they don't. And when they hear something from you for the first time, even when it's something so simple, I've heard like the same thing explained by 10,000 different people and it all sounds different. I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. I'm so glad I heard it from that person. I'm so glad I heard it from that person because I'm able to create new insights and gather new lessons from them that I would have never had should only one person felt qualified to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And the more people are sharing a message, the better. And again, like you are, when you are just focusing on that one person, on those people who are just one step behind you, knowing that that one step can completely change their life. And if you decide to play small, just because you're not 1,000 steps ahead or 1,000,000,000 steps ahead of everyone in this world and like the expert of life, which I don't believe there is such thing as an expert. I believe that we're all like learning as we go along, right? We're all learning. We're all beginners every single day. Like, I think that that's the most important mindset to have, is to have that beginner's mindset. So you never stop learning, you never stop improving. But when you just recognize that, first of all, relatability is so important. If you present yourself as perfect and so amazing and so expert, no one's going to freaking listen to you because they have no idea what you're talking about. So if you just show them that you are just, not like just, we're all so special and so unique, but when you show them that there's no difference between you and them except for the things that you have learned, it just, and you just see that connection, when you have that connection with your audience, it's like imposter syndrome just slowly melts away. And then of course, sometimes I'll have like a podcast interview or someone will reach out from XYZ platform and want to interview me. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm talking about. Who am I? And I just go so in my head, but I just know that that when that comes on, it's a sign that I'm up leveling. And at some point I'm going to get comfortable even with those people and just recognize that we're all human beings. Like we're all human beings. We all have the same fears, the same anxieties. We all deal with imposter syndrome, no matter who we are. And when you just recognize that, again, it's a mindset, right? I'm not giving you like particular strategies because it really is a way of thinking and recognition, awareness, and a mindset. And when you recognize that, it just goes away. And another thing I want to mention is that honestly, you actually won't go away because it is just like a human emotion. And same with fear. People focus so hard on becoming fearless. And I always say, why work so hard on resisting fear? Why not work with fear? Why not feel the fear and do it anyway? Why not allow fear to guide us into our most uncomfortable places in which we're going to grow the most? Why not use fear? Use fear. Don't put in the driver's seat. Don't put in the co-pilot seat. Keep yourself in the driver's seat, the universe or your higher power, whoever you believe in the co-pilot seat, aiding you and guiding you and telling you where to go and showing you the directions while you're driving, and keep everything else in the back seat. Fear can just be in the back seat. It can come with you, whatever, just keep, but keep it in the back seat. And yeah, it's just like it melts away. That yeah. feeling, that like fear melts away.
That's amazing. And thank you for always, not just now, but with all your posts and everything you're doing, you're so raw and vulnerable. It's not like, hey guys, I'm the living the dream life and sorry for you who are still back there. You know, I love that you are always like sharing, like, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. Like, guys, like, you know, even like I was a part of your, manifestation babe challenge, you know, and you're like there on the video and like, guys, I'm just like here, like after workout, and you know, yeah. like you are just being human, so relatable. And that's yeah. what we truly want, being authentic to who we really are. So one last question that keeps coming up really often around me is, how do you feel about debt? And I know that you did an episode on it on your podcast, because I have a few coaches who are working, leaving their corporate journey. However, they invested a lot in themselves, in their personal mm-hmm. development, and also in things they really didn't need it, like clothes and trips to make right. them feel better. They accumulated the debt, and now they're feeling, I'm out of integrity because I'm in debt mm-hmm. and I'm telling other people what to do. What is your opinion about that?
Yeah, I actually started the Tony Robbins event led me to going into 25K in debt, 10K being from a surgery I had in college, and then 15K from wanting to advance my life to the next level with additional Tony Robbins events. And at first I felt extreme shame and guilt because I remember setting on this journey of like, okay, crap, now I need to pay this back. What am I going to do? Okay. So I went on YouTube and started watching more conventional wisdom YouTube videos on how to pay off debt. And all of them made me feel so ashamed and so guilty for my debt. And I was like, this is not helping, first of all, because whatever you attach negative emotion to is going to persist and you're going to keep resisting it and you'll keep attracting it. So the moment you feel crappy about your debt, you're actually going to attract more debt into your life. So that's number one to think about. Number two, I call it leveraged money to help me advance my life. Because if you think about it, whatever you're in debt with or for, even if you say quote unquote stupid things, like I really didn't need that outfit or whatever, if you just reframe it and be like, you know what if that outfit landed me that interview that actually allowed me to create more income? What if that debt, what if the debt was for that course that actually gave me the skill sets that I need to advance my business? And when I started to reframe it in that way of seeing it's just leveraged money, and then when you attach gratitude for like, thank God these companies even lent me this money because they didn't have to, right? Like we all have to apply for credit cards, apply for loans. There's an application process. Like, thank you so much for giving me this money. And thank you so much for allowing me to invest in myself. And I find that when you attach gratitude, all of a sudden you get even more excited to pay it back. And with that excitement to pay back, you attract more money into your life so that you can pay it back, because obviously your intention should be eventually to pay it back, but it's not something that you should feel ashamed of or guilty of. It's just the way that you're seeing it. And a lot of people have used debt in a very smart way to help them advance to where they are today. And I strongly believe if it wasn't for my 25K in debt, I would not have the money mindset I have today, and I would not have the business I have today. And I continuously invest in myself. And of course, eventually the goal is to generate enough revenue and income so that you don't have to keep getting into debt. But it's not something to be afraid of. It's not something to feel ashamed of. And I hope that helped.
Absolutely. I love it because like you said, whatever we are going to be focusing on, it's going to grow. So if we are focusing on shame and guilt and whatever I'm doing, it's not working out, that's what we will get more of. So Catherine, I know that this interview is going to be a life changer for many people when I launch it. What about those who want to take the next step? What are you working on right now? Because they will be obsessed with you as much as I am. So they will want more of you. What's your favorite thing you're working on right now that would be the next step to working with you?
Yes, my two favorite things that I do are definitely my academies, Manifestation Babe Academy and Rich Babe Academy. I launch them each twice a year. So just depending on when you come across this podcast episode, I might either be building up a wait list or actually have my launch open. So it just depends on when you find me. But you can go to richbabeacademy.com or manifestationbabeacademy.com. And that's literally like, if you want the whole university of manifestation, where in MBA, I really teach you how to create your dream life. And in Rich Babe Academy, I really teach you how to reframe your entire mindset around money and rebuild that whole relationship so that you can just endlessly and effortlessly attract more money into your life. Those are like my two favorite things. And just in general, Manifestation Babe Academy, manifestationbabe.com is where you can find, my social platforms, everything. I have everything on there. I got freebies. I got fun quizzes for you to take and all that stuff. So you will definitely find the next level regardless. But if you really want to dive deep, the academies is where you want to go. Mm-hmm.
And you have a new website too. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's been such a long process. We're finally here and I'm just so, so grateful.
So exciting. So one last thing, is there anything that you would like to tell the women who are still in, you know, the debt, the dark place? What would be the one thing you want to tell them?
If they're in debt or just in general?
Like if they're still on their journey, if they're on debt, that if they're still feeling like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, the way that I got here was really following my curiosities and following what inspires me. And I just never question it. Like, for instance, right now, I out of nowhere developed this obsession with photography. No idea where it came from. I bought a camera the other day. I'm like so stoked about it. I'm about to take it to Bali. And my mission actually is to teach it to my husband so that he can take better photos of me. But I feel like I need to learn it in order to teach it because I'm so good at taking complexities and just telling people like the three things that they need to do to accomplish what they want. So I'm going to use those, some of my gifts to, anyway, long story short, I just don't question it. I follow my inspiration. I follow my curiosities. I follow what is drawing me in, and that, and most of the time it makes zero logical sense. Like the way that I formed Manifestation Babe was I out of nowhere felt so inspired to create a new Instagram account because I had a fitness account at that point where I was sharing my fitness journey and had like a smaller online business on there that didn't go so well. But anyway, long story short, I out of nowhere decided to create a brand new Instagram account and just post quotes on there. And I had no idea what it's going to turn into, but I just didn't question it, made the Instagram account, started sharing some quotes, eventually felt more and more inspired to talk about law of attraction, how I've used it in my life, blah, 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 blah. Following week, I locked myself in my bedroom for 7 days. My parents were so concerned. I was still living at home at that time, right before I moved to my grandma's couch. And I just built a website. Like I just Googled, how do you buy a domain? How do you do this? How do you like YouTubed and Googled my way through, built my first website, created a course, just teaching all the stuff that I have learned since I was 16 years old with the law of attraction and how I've been able to apply it in various areas of my life. I was not a money mindset master at that point, so I obviously didn't talk about money, but I helped people just discover kind of like the manifestation process and what they want, how to build a vision board and the things I already was doing and knew how to do. And I just had no intention. It was not a business. It was just like literally a hobby that sprouted out of nowhere. And I just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then now it's become a multi-million dollar business, but it's not because I had this, like, it's not because I had all this certainty of like, yeah, this is where it's going to go. I can already see it, blah, 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 blah. It was just me following what inspires me. And so I urge people, especially when they're lost, when they're feeling lost and they just know that there's more out there for them. Like, the Instagram accounts that you're being drawn to right now, you're being drawn to for a reason. The people that you're following them for a reason. The things that you randomly stumble upon, I don't know, like I always find things online. So I speak in online terms because I'm an online business, but like maybe you come across this person and you connect with them for some reason. It's like everything happens for a reason and somehow it will connect. Just don't worry about it making sense yet. Mm-hmm. So if you feel randomly like this inspiration to learn how to blog, go for it. If you find this inspiration to learn how to use a camera, go for it. If you want to buy a microphone and start recording your voice, podcasting, go for it. Do not question it because somehow it will connect. And even if you have no intentions of even starting a business, don't think about like, we get so stuck in, especially with this day and age with all these influencers and all these online businesses that we find on Instagram, we think that the only way to find success now is to start some sort of business and to be a business owner. And that's not always the path for everyone. And so you don't have to have this like intention of how do I turn my passion to my business? Just allow yourself to have passions because that skill that you're learning right now out of divine interest could help you in some other way that you have no idea how it's connecting. It can help you in a future career. It can help you 10 years down the line. Somehow it will connect. Somehow it will lead you to the desires, the destination that you are envisioning, even if it's not necessarily clear, just that intuitive sense that there's more out there for you.
I love that. I love it. Thank you so much, Catherine, not just for today's time, but also for everything you're creating and really showing us the possibilities and being the light. You are such a bright light. There is nothing that inside of you, girl. I can tell that. I appreciate you so much. You have a beautiful day and please keep showing up because it inspires the heck out of us. Trust me.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a great chat, great interview. And I'm so appreciative for your time and I'm so appreciative to be here and really, really grateful to connect.
Thank you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast.
I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.